Nick Mason here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-1 defeat away at Newtown. Andy, all things considered, they are a good performance despite the loss, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll take a poor performance any day, but you know, I pride myself on clean sheets, and I spoke about Thursday in training about what the dangers they'd have from set plays, and it's a first phase of set play, and then it's a second phase for the second goal. You know, so I warned the lads, I warned what would happen. You know, we've got a goal, and you know, with the ball, it's as probably as good as we've been this season. You know, the crosses we put in the box, the overlapping, the general play, I thought at times was excellent from us, and I'm really disappointed. Not in the performance, but there's just the little things, a few bits of the preparation wasn't right, and you know, I think at this level, if it's not bang on 100%, you will get found out. So we've got to go again.
We found out how clinical TNS were on the weekend, midweek, and it was almost similar today. You didn't really have a lot of chances for Newtown, but two shots, two goals almost.
Yeah, you know, the first goal doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. I mean, you'll see it on the highlights. I mean, it's a catastrophic error, and you've actually handed the opposition a 1-0 lead at home. Because you know, these games are very tight. Normally 20 minutes in, you know, you might start to see a pattern, but you know, they're always very, very tight, and you know, the first goal is just comical what's happened. And the you know, the second goal is, he's a bit more lively, he's followed the ball into the box. You know, could I be picky and say that we've got a blatant obvious corner at the other end, you know, which it was, and it's an obvious mistake that they've missed it out, but no, that doesn't make excuse my defenders for not defending two balls. But yeah, disappointing, but you know, there's some really, really good stuff that the lads are playing, and you know, on another day we would have won the game, but fair play to Newtown and the lads. You know, there's a desperation for points with them, and you could sense that, you know. But you know, we've got to make sure that when we come to teams like this who are fighting for their lives, that you know, we start the game as we have done all season, and we're not on the back foot like we were for the first 15 minutes.
The challenge continues now midweek against TNS again, the replay of the semi-final.
Yeah, you know, it's we've got a group, and you know, when there's, you know, some lads in there that have played three in a week now, and I thought that was reflective in the first 20 minutes to find their legs to get going again. You know, they did look tired and they looked leggy at first 15, and then the jolt of the second goal kind of woke them up. But yeah, we'll go again on Tuesday, and we'll give a good account of ourselves, and the lads who haven't been involved, you know, everyone will start, and you know, we'll make sure we cause TNS problems.
Under the radar a little bit today, travelled with the squad, new signing Declan Poole. What can you tell us about Declan?
Yeah, Declan's been out of the game for a while, and you know, we're going to give him a platform to show what he can do, show that he's a decent player, and you know, and he's got great energy, he's got great legs, and you know, I think he'll suit a lot of the pitches now with the 3G, because he's technically very gifted, and you know, when he's got a fantastic engine, so it just gives me another dimension to how we can play, and you know, and he'll be involved again on Tuesday, and then you know, obviously we've got a big game away at Rill, so you know, we've got to make sure we're ready for Rill away, and you know, and we'll dust ourselves down and go again.